fifth aliyah of Parshas Vayakhel is a very long aliyah, but with very little commentary. In fact, there's only one Rashi in the entire aliyah, and the other commentaries are also quite sparse. So we'll just focus a little bit, first of all, to look at Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So there we find the language, Vayasa Sabriya Chatichon, Livroch Besoch HaKarashim, Min HaKatze El HaKatze. So here, this middle bar, this Briach, Chazal tell us that the Krashim were miraculously connected, and that when they were disassembled, they were actually straight and didn't have that ability. So why is it that the Pasuk tells us that Bezalel did it, if it happened through a nes? So in the Sefer O Moshe and the Leif Shalom, they associate this with the idea that we have elsewhere, Gemara Maseches Menachos, and Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, that Ner HaMaravi was Eidus, that the Shechina was Shara B'Yisrael. So one could ask why that specifically. The Mishnah tells us in Avos that there were 10 Nisim that were present. So that those would have just shown that the Shechina was in the Mikdash. Here we find the Shechina B'Yisrael, meaning the fact that there was human involvement. So here too, the fact that Bezalel acted with Kavana is why the Nes took place, and that's what's being emphasized. And Bezalel's role is also emphasized. We look a little bit later here at the beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. This is the only Pasuk that has a Rashi in the entire Aliyah. So, Vayas Bezalel, Es Haron, Atzei Shitiv, Amasayim V'chetzi Arko, V'amah V'chetzi Rachbo, V'amah V'chetzi Komoso. So, first of all, there's a Rashi elsewhere that tells us something we need to know about this Pasuk, Rashi in Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, which makes a reference to what was described in last week's Parsha, and connects us to Chamishi from last week's Parsha, when we spoke about Psalacha, that Moshe was instructed to make the second set of Luchos. So there, the idea is repeated in Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe made the new set of luchos, and also that he made an aron for them. So Rashi over there tells us that that was a different aron, that the aron that Bezalel made and the aron that Moshe made at that time were two different arons, and they were used at different times, and that needs to be understood. So here, telling us that this is the aron that Bezalel made is necessary because it's not the only one. But Rashi over here comments that Bezalel is identified l'fisha nasa nafsho al hamalacha yoser b'shar chachamim, that he was more dedicated to this malacha specifically, the creation of the aron. The Sifsei Chachamim explains that this is because the aron had more kedusha, and therefore he was more dedicated to it. Rav Hirsch, who also usually has a lot more to say about these details specifically, so when others are sparser, usually Rav Hirsch has a lot more. Here on this aliyah, he also doesn't have as much to say, but he comments about this idea that the Aron not only had more Kedusha, but in his language, it was the principal object for which the whole Mishkan was erected. And as Sifsei Chachamim also add, that it was more complicated, because with the Kaparas, it had to be one piece, so it was much harder, so therefore the big boss, Bezalel, he gets involved. Now, the Sefer Eish Tamid of Rav Druk, he notes that it's a little surprising, because earlier in Parachav Hey, it says V'asu Aron Atzei Shitim, the Stavka, the plural language, where the Ramban and the Balei Tosfos comment that there the plural language is unusual because elsewhere it just says V'asisa. And there it's different because Torah requires everyone being involved. So that's interesting, because it can be explained, but it means we're going in two different directions. They're saying that everyone should be involved, and therefore we're using the plural language, and here specifically talking about Bezalel as the one who was primarily involved. So apparently the idea is that everyone was involved on some level, as the Ramban explains, either in donating or in helping on some degree, but making the Aron itself, that was Bezalel. And the Balaturim explains that Bezalel knew that the Mishkan was, Bezalel knew, first of all, the Sod of the Aron and the Merkava, and that the Aron was Kineged Kiseh HaKavod. And as the Simchas Lesubroi discusses in the Sefer Samderech, that since the Mishkan was for the Shechina, so they needed people who understood the Sodos, because the knowledge of Hashem is what created the revelation. So even though the whole Mishkan needed Chachmei HaLev, as important topic to discuss and understand what that means. But that attribute was something that was necessary for the whole Mishkan. So others needed that quality in general, but the Aron needed the special understanding of its Hallel in order to bring that about. Baruch Sirotskin, the Rashiv tells, who's the son of the Znaim L'Torah that we often mention of the Litzker Rav, so it's quoted in the Sefer Ohol Moshe as understanding also that Bezalel is highlighted here because only Bezalel felt the achrayas, and he felt the responsibility, though the buck stops here, so to speak, so therefore he is identified, and he notes that this is also the attribute of Yehoshua. We talk about Yehoshua as being significant because he arranged the benches. What does that mean? What does that say about him? It means that he felt the responsibility to do that. He felt the achrayus, so therefore he is highlighted. And that's what we're identifying here also in terms of Bezalel. And the Medrash Rabbah has a comment that Bezalel has the Aron named after him because Moshe told him to build the sanctuary first, to build the Mishkan first, and then to build the Aron. And Bezalel said to do it the other way around because that's not so respectful. And there's an explanation by the appropriately named Sefer L'Horus Nassen, Nassen Gishtetner, but here L'Horus Nassen is the quality of Bezalel. So he explains that this focus that Bezalel said to build the Aron first and then the Mishkan, that when one mashal wants to build a yeshiva, so if you have people who respect learning, so then, okay, you can just start learning, and then later on you can worry about having a building that will rise up around the learning. But when people don't have such respect for the learning itself, so then you're going to need to first build a nice building in order to attract people to the project, and then you can build the learning in afterwards. So Bezalel was saying that we have to show core respect to the Torah, and that should be the message, and that's something that he's credited for, and therefore the Pasuk is identifying him with the Aron in order to reflect that. So here, both of these are in terms of containers. And later on, in Parak Lamed Ches and Pasuk Beis, so we find the machlokis that Moshe said to build the Kalim first, and Bezalel says to build the Mishkan first. And there, Moshe says that you are right, and the Gemara in Masechta and Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph says that he was Mura Halacha b'fnei Rabo. And L'Horus Nassim comments about that's what it means to be Moser Nefesh, that he was willing to take on the consequences of that. He was willing to be Chayiv Misa in order to do things right. So that's a powerful statement in and of itself. And just to make one more comment on this Aliyah in Pasuk Ches, so here we have the language kruv echad mikatzav mizeh v'kruv echad mikatzav mizeh mina kaporas asas akruvim mishnei ksosav. But here the language of ksosav is spelled in an unusual way, an unusual plural. There's two vavs and one yud. And Rav Hirsch suggests that there's a message here that this is to highlight unity in duality. So here we have the yud connecting them with the one yud, but a vav being doubled up, so that has that unusual message, a very fascinating idea. One more thought regarding this Leah, and this is a notion that we also see by the Aphod.